Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, we have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, everybody.
And today, our guest for the Playmates is, I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly. If I get it wrong, I apologize, because is it Safely Fuson or Fuson or how do you pronounce it?
Fuson, yeah. Everyone pronounces it wrong. It's Fuson, yeah.
Fuson.
I always
okay.
call the thing. Fuson. Okay, we're sorry. Mid-February 1999. Okay, so we're not gonna say Fuson anymore. Fuson, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and
yeah.
But is it hyphenated now?
It is hyphenated, yeah. Well, sort of. I mean, I put Fuson as my middle name now, but Paul is my married name now.
Oh, what a beautiful name. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, oh, it's been a while. We're trying before the show to figure out when you and I saw each other last, probably at the mansion having fun. But I do remember really well this shoot we did. The millennium, the issue, the 2000 issue, that was special. And we were at the Playboy Mansion, and remember Mini-Me was there shooting. It was like his thing with all the Playmates.
Yes. That was such a special shoot. To be on the millennium issue, that was unbelievable.
Yes. And I remember very well something about you. I don't know if you know. Marilyn Grabowski, who is the main West Coast editor we bring up often on these interviews, I loved her. She used to love you. I remember her talking about you a lot when you came along. You were like her little baby. You had like the sweetest.
Yeah, did she call you that? Yeah, she told me that. Yeah, she was so sweet to me. Yeah, and she just wanted to, you know, take me under her wing. It was so cute.
Sweet. And recall what you were wearing, what the stylist put you in for that. In the doorway, there was this shoot. It was you, me, Carrie Stevens, several others in the doorway of the Playboy Mansion inside the Millennium issue. How do we
Yeah, what were we wearing? And now I'm like wondering.
I remember what you were wearing. They put
really?
Diapers.
Oh my gosh.
Like the little cloth diapers with the pins.
Oh, that's right, because it was that, yeah, the storyline. I forgot about the storyline. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
When everybody had their own little character. So, yeah, you were her little baby. But everything went through half, I'm sure. And did you think of that much when you were shooting for Playboy? Just you were Miss February 1999. So that, okay, right after that you were up there shooting the 2000 issue for wow, so you were very current during that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was actually shocked because, well, first I was on the cover of October 97 of the October 97 issue, yeah, catching a football, and I was just shocked that they wanted me on the cover before I was the centerfold.
Okay, so when you were shooting with them, your centerfold, then you were first, you came out as a cover girl first. Wow.
I know. I was like, what, really?
Okay, describe that cover because I don't have my whole, all my issues right in front of me. I have the big Playboy book, which I'm getting out to look at your beautiful centerfold right now. But describe the cover, the October 97 cover to us.
So I was in a red Letterman's jacket and yeah, and it was red, like, you know, cute little red underwear and little white tennis shoes. And I was on my tiptoes catching a football.
Wow.
So,
cute. Did you have to actually catch
yeah.
it a million times?
It was the Big Ten. Yeah, I did actually. Yeah. I mean, but I think eventually they just said, you know what, let's just like, you know, we'll put it in there, post.
Yeah. I mean,
so.
What kind of fast lens? I mean, they would really have to have some special lens to catch all that. Oh,
yeah.
That's so interesting. Well, we kind of thought ahead with that stuff, but I want to just ask. This is the question we usually start off with. The simple question. How did you become a Playboy centerfold?
So I knew a girl, Angela Malini. You know, did you know
me
Angela
too.
Malini?
She introduced me to my husband, yes. She was in my year.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, how funny. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, so I met her, and she was like, oh, you should try out for Playboy. I was like, no way. I'm not doing that.
Really?
Why?
Why, Stacey? Were you modest?
I was just kind of, you know, prude. I was, you know, I was young. I was just like, oh, you know. I was just nervous. And then I actually ended up in Paris modeling over there. And I had a French boyfriend at the time, and like he had taken me to a couple of the beaches there, and I was like, oh my God, they're topless. Oh my gosh, you know. And I saw, you know, people on the commercials, you know, that they show a lot in the commercials over there. And my perspective just completely changed from living over there in France. And when I came back to America, I told her, I was like, okay, you know what? I'll give it a try. I just was like, what the heck? You only live once. So I understand. Yeah.
That. It's a different way. I mean, all of a sudden you're seeing nudity in a completely different way in that kind of a foreign environment. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I just had a different perspective and went for it and got lucky.
And when you said, so you called her back. So was this Marilyn Grabowski, the editor that you were in contact with, or how did that all happen?
No, Angela sent some pictures in.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, Angela. Yeah. So how did you meet Angela?
Through my friend, Jeff Franklin, actually. Do you know Jeff?
Mm-hmm. I do. More
sweetheart.
Like just an acquaintance, not very well.
Yeah,
everybody seems to know this guy, though.
Yeah, Angela introduced me to him, and you know, he just became a friend, and we're still friends now. Like, it's, you know, he's such a great guy.
I've heard really great things about him. Okay, so you met her, and she said you should be a playmate. You went off modeling. You must be pretty tall. I remember you are tall. How tall are you?
5'9".
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a giant.
Okay, so you're like supermodel tall. So you're off in Paris. How old were you?
I was 18.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when it came out,
were you 19?
Yeah. Yeah, I shot it when I was close to 19, and then it came out, but... You know, what's funny about the Paris thing is they actually told me, because most of the top models or like runway models, I should say, are like over 5'9", you know, over 5'10". So I was like kind of right at the cusp. But it's funny because the agency over there actually told me that mine's too big and that I needed to lose weight.
And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, that's my natural curve.
This isn't for me. And so I just told him it wasn't for me and stopped working for that agency.
Right.
I'm not going to starve myself and be one of those girls. So.
No. And then who knows, maybe you never would have gotten your body that you were supposed to have back. If you did something that unhealthy to your body, would your nice curves ever be the same again when you felt like, oh, going back to being a normal person, you know? So I'm glad you made that decision. And I'm flipping through this wonderful centerfold book. I don't know if you have the big brown book at home with all the centerfolds in it. Do you have that?
Oh, you know what? I think I might somewhere. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, it's called The Playboy, The Complete Centerfolds, 1953 to 2016. And I am going to find you momentarily because that's what we talk about, the centerfold. Okay, so then you said, okay, friend Angela, I changed my mind. I want to do it. What happened after that? What was the next step with Playboy?
So they had me do Polaroids. Back then it was Polaroids. And a Polaroid test, you know, you have I have a swimsuit on. I'm trying to think of I definitely had bottoms on. Yeah, I think I might have had like a swimsuit top on. And then they look at those. And then they did, I think, a few without, you know, bra or the swimsuit top. And then they called me back and said that they want to do a test shoot, a Playmate test shoot. And I was like, oh, okay. What does that mean? And they're like, well, basically it's a full day of shooting and you're going to do this, you know, and, you know, to test to see, you know, how you photograph and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, here we go.
So where were you living? Where were you living at the time?
I was living in L.A. Yeah, I was modeling in L.A.
And where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, and then I moved to L.A. literally when I was 18 to start modeling and acting.
Okay, so I'm leading up to this because when the girls are from California around, you know, the vicinity, they don't usually go to the mansion to sleep there while they shoot because they're already living in California. Was that the case with you? And how did you feel about that? I always wonder. Did you want to sleep?
Well, actually,
you say, well, no, just let me sleep here.
Yeah, no, I just went and tested and that was it. And but my family was actually in town that weekend and Marilyn Grabowski called half and asked, you know, or got the okay, I should say, to bring me and my parents up to the mansion. So the first time I ever went to the mansion was with my parents.
Oh, wow. So obviously they were okay with the whole Playboy thing. You doing this at such a young age, usually that's scary to tell the parents.
Yeah. I was surprised. I think they just knew that I had a good head on my shoulders and I wasn't a partier and, you know, wasn't into drugs or anything. So they knew that, you know, it was like a stepping stone to a modeling career and that kind of thing, which it totally was. And, I guess they just trusted me. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, yeah. That is one of the main questions I ask all the Playmates because everybody's so different. Some people, they were so afraid to tell their parents that they didn't even tell their parents. And the parents found out by like a coworker saying, hey, did you see your daughter on the magazine stand? I'm not kidding, Stacey. That has happened to some of the Playmates. Wow. So everything's going smoothly. And you go for your test shoot. Who shot the test?
Steve Weta.
Oh, I love him. Okay.
I know.
So did he? Isn't he amazing with just the lighting?
He is amazing.
Beautiful. I'm so lucky I got him too. So, and he then did your whole, everything else, the centerfold.
No, so he ended up, Arnie Freitag ended up doing my centerfold and my small camera.
Okay, so, but that's beautiful. I mean, he's amazing, too. I've shot with him a lot. And he's very good about getting outside work for Playmates, too. So that's good.
Yeah, I love Arnie. He is so sweet.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Very talented. Okay, I found you. I obviously have seen this before.
Did you find me?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, let me get my glasses. Oh, my goodness. I love it. It's wintry. It's February. You're in front of, there's a banister. There's a little snowman in the background. You've got the beautiful, like, rugged, like, beautiful sweater wrapped around with earmuffs on, plaid that are so super cute, and your face is just absolutely perfect. Asymmetrical. And who wants to lose that figure? Good decision, Stacey. And were you happy? Were you happy with your centerfold?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. I've always been like a beach girl, so I was kind of hoping for, you know, a beach theme, summer theme, but I think it came out beautiful and it goes with kind of the Northwest where I'm from, so.
Oh, I know. I didn't want to interrupt you earlier, but when you said Tacoma, Washington, that's so funny because I grew up in the same area, but Seattle.
Oh, you're from Seattle? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think we mentioned this many, many years ago when I met you. I think it's in the back of my memory that I knew that about you. So, yes, we're from the Great Northwest, which is an amazing place to be from. Yes, I would drive
up
to Tacoma.
What part of Seattle are
you from? Okay, my dad, right smack dab in Seattle, bush pilot, seaplane pilot on Lake Washington and Lake Union. So I spent half my time with him, and then my other half was with my mom in Monroe, Cowtown.
Oh, okay.
Monroe, Washington. And you know that I'm pretty far, 45 minutes away from Seattle. But so I had both. I had horses and I had city. So what kind of upbringing did you have there in Tacoma? Like, was it country or right in the city?
It was, we have a little downtown, but definitely was not country. And, I'm trying to think of what the population is in Tacoma now, but, you know, it's the sister city of Seattle. And, you know, there's lots to do. I mean, but it rains there all the time, as you know. But I just mostly played sports and then did modeling in Seattle.
Okay. Yes. Well, okay. You know, when you were saying that you are 5'9", and so you just made it for that genre of the high fashion runway type models. And you know what I always thought? And it's true. I'm 5'5", okay? I just made it so I was able to do the lingerie, swimwear, catalog stuff. If I would be any shorter than that, probably wouldn't have happened. Like, the career wouldn't have been the longevity that I've experienced. And so thank God, you know, thank God for that little inch, you know what I mean? So but what about yourself that you ever said, thank God about?
Probably that I, you know, because I'm tall, like I didn't want to be like a stick figure. Like, I'm glad that I that I have some more of a butt.
Exactly.
Because,
I don't even know
I don't
how
want to
that
be
happens.
Like thick. I want to be, you know, curvy, and so I was always appreciative of that.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. You know, when we can recognize something about ourselves, which is very true. So beautiful centerfold. Okay, you come along. You're on the newsstand, but you've already had a cover. So when you came along, it's kind of after me. Many years. I was 92, you're 99. What was it like for you at the mansion at that time with Hef? I mean, the parties were raging again. The kids were growing up. Kimberly moved next door and Hef was free again. What was that like for you?
Oh, that was definitely a crazy time. Yeah, because Hef was out on the town again. He was throwing parties and, you know, I mean, every celebrity was at the party you could imagine. And, you know, it was definitely a good time to be in the Playboy family because, you know, there's always stuff to do. And, it was rocking. Playboy was rocking.
Did you
sure.
go out with him, with the groups personally? Did you go out? Were you part of the groups that would go out with him, like 5 or 10 girls at a time to nightclubs and dinners?
No, but I did get invited a couple times and I went and, so I'm trying to think of that restaurant, over in Beverly Hills that I went to with them.
Barfly?
I would say probably, pardon?
I said Barfly?
No, it was an Asian restaurant and I cannot think of the name of it. But, so I went to probably 2 dinners and then, you know, 1 or 2 nightclubs. Actually, someone threw me a birthday at my nightclub and the girls and Hef and they all came. So that was fun. I would say, you know, a few times I had been out with them and, you know, it's fun. It's funny because the attention that Hef gets is just insane.
It really is. I'd be going out. Oh, before that, I would like to say, how sweet is that of Hef that he gets invited to a birthday party of a playmate. And he goes, he came to my 30th birthday party and he was newly single. He brought the Bentley twins. And he came to my party. And I thought, wow, he cares. And he was going to come to my wedding, but the wedding was canceled. But, I mean, wow, what a great guy. And he came to your birthday party. What kind of relationship did you have with him? Did you have conversations with him? Did you have one-on-ones? Was it more of a friendly acquaintance and hi and just a hug? What was it like with you and Hugh Hefner?
It was more of like an acquaintance, like, but he knew, you know, he knew I was a new playmate and everything. And, you know, over the years too, it was always like, hi, Hef, how are you? Give him a hug, you know, hi, darling, you know, he says, hi, darling, you know,
right.
Give me a hug. And I would, you know, if something was relevant, I would say something about, I don't know, our shoot, you know, I had a great shoot last week, or, you know, oh, the party was fun or something like that. And he's like, glad to hear, you know, but it was, you know, always short conversations. But gosh, he's always just so polite and so respectful and so nice, you know. So, but no, never like in-depth conversations or anything like that.
Okay.
I have a question. Because
I ask everybody that. Okay, Johnny.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's funny. One of the things I read about you, when I wrote you, I made it a point to mention this. I have cerebral palsy, and I'm also on the autistic spectrum. And, you know, I was wondering, usually people who do these sort of things get inspired by something personal happening to them, like, you know, a family member or something. I mean, what got you started with working for the people with cerebral palsy?
So, okay, so yeah, so the One Step Closer Foundation raises money for people with cerebral palsy, and then I also have my own foundation. I don't know if you read about that, the Stacey Fuson Foundation, that raises money for people with disabilities. And my mom had polio when she was 4 years old, so I grew up with a mom with a disability, and I started my foundation because of her. And I wanted to help everyone, you know, that's affected by a disability.
Well, why people with cerebral palsy?
Oh, so that happened because I met Jacob Zalewski. I'm not sure if you know of him. He has CP, and he started a foundation called the One Step Closer. And I met him at Sam Seidman's poker tournament many, many years ago. And, you know, I just fell in love with him. He's just such a sweet man and wanted to help others and asked me if I would help him and help him get the foundation off the ground and promote it and come to the events. And I said, absolutely, I would love to. So we started working on the event. And we last year, I think we had our 12th or 13th year. And it's just close to my heart because, you know, I mean, of course, living with a disability is extremely challenging, and I've seen firsthand what it's done to my mom and our family. And so I wanted to be a part of his foundation. And then more recently, two or three years ago, I started my own. And, you know, Jacob has came a long way with the foundation and for people with CP. Montel Williams actually hosts the event, and Cheryl Hines. You know, we got a lot of big name celebrities, at our event
Great.
For that. And, yeah, and raised a ton of money, and we do a lot of work with the Shriners Hospital.
Oh,
so,
wow. I'll tell you a little bit
yeah.
about that later with the Shriners, how they help my family. Okay. So where do we find, your foundation? Obviously you have a website. Can you give yourself a shout out? Cause we want all of our listeners to go there and find out how they can help as well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's StaceyFusenFoundation.org.
Okay,
and
good.
We just had
and your
we
name.
Just had a, pardon?
Your name, though. Your name. Okay, there's a million ways you can spell Stacey. I know how, but sometimes E-Y or Y, and then, okay.
Yep, S-T-A-C-Y. And then, yep, StaceyFuson Foundation.org.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so we know how to find you. I love it when the Playmates use what they have in their heart, in their soul, what their experiences have been through their life to help give back. And you're doing that. This is wonderful, and I did not even know that you were doing that. Wow.
Oh yeah, it's work, they say like, you know, do something you love, and it's like, I love this. I love being able to help people. And we had our first event earlier this year, actually. It was my inaugural event. It was a poker tournament. And Jamie Edmondson Longoria, who I'm sure you know, and her husband, Evan Longoria, who plays for the San Francisco Giants, co-hosted my event with me, and which I'm so grateful for. They're such wonderful people. And we raised over $40,000 for people with disabilities. And 25% of our proceeds were going to the wheelchair rugby team here in Phoenix, to some amazing athletes that are quadriplegic and don't, you know, I mean, they're just incredible athletes and doesn't let anything stop them.
That's so true. And that's so important because their sports are just as important as anybody else's. And
yep.
I think this is wonderful what you're doing. So you have a foundation that can just, you choose. This percentage goes to these people, and it's kind of like whoever you choose. You're not just narrowing it to one specific need. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, it's not specific need, no. Mm-mm. Because, you know, there's such such a variety of disabilities out there, and I just didn't want to exclude anyone, you know, based on, they didn't have this specific disability. So I wanted to just make it very general.
Okay, I love it. Oh, that's so wonderful. Because I don't know how Johnny and you got acquainted, but I do tell him some of my favorite people and the Playmates that I've worked with. And he goes out and he does it and he gets them. And you're one of them. He's the one who told me that you are involved with helping people with disabilities, but I did not know you had your own foundation. This is really awesome. Okay, when was your first event? When was this?
It was February 29th, 2020. Leap year.
Okay. And wow, this is amazing. And are you going to be doing it the same time every year? We want to know about it. We will advertise it on the show and maybe take part. Depends on where it is.
I planned on having it again, but, you know, due to COVID. And actually, you know, my twins are due the month before. So we actually, mainly because of COVID, we can't have it, early 2020. So we're hoping to have it the end of 2020. I'm sorry, 2021. And hopefully everything with COVID will be under control.
Yes. We always are hoping for that. And since you mentioned it, you are going to have twins in just about a month now.
Yes. I'm 33 weeks pregnant with twins on Friday. And yeah, it's been quite a ride.
I know because, I was pregnant with twins. I do only have one child. Okay, something happened along the way. It's not happening to you. That's another day, another story. But, I do know, since I went through this, you are doubly tired, doubly hungry. You know, everything's double. Your wrist hurting, sleep, all that stuff. Tell us, like, everything is double. How is this working for you being so slim, so beautiful, Playboy Playmate body. Now, wow, twins. I was so big. I was like, I even went to the Playboy Mansion for a Playmate of the Year party, and there was another Playmate that she looked at me, and we're really good friends. She just started laughing. I'm like, what's so funny? I've never seen you like that before. And I'm like, well, now the whole world is. I mean, do you see all the cameras around here? Maybe I should have stayed home under my rock. But you know what? Why? I felt good about myself. So what? Yeah, we gained weight when we're pregnant. I'm going. And it was big. Okay, so it was at that time for 40 pounds I had gained. So that was funny. And how are you? How are you looking? Are you feeling like big? Are you uncomfortable?
I'm pretty uncomfortable. You know, I'm doing prenatal yoga. I'm still doing my workouts, which makes me feel good. But they're a lot harder because the extra weight of the babies. But
it's
definitely uncomfortable, and I just cannot wait to get these babies out safely.
Oh yeah, it will.
And there's two girls.
So
twin girls.
Two girls and two girls that are going to be not identical, which is going to be interesting. And do you have the name chosen?
We're not completely sure about the names yet, so I'll have to wait until my husband tells me we're definite on them.
Okay. Are they going to start with the same letter?
Actually, they are. That's a good.
Are they going to rhyme?
No. But my daughter's name is Sophia. So.
Ah, okay. Hello, everybody. We can't forget you already do have a daughter. And how old is Sophia?
Sophia is two.
Okay. Yeah. And so I bet it's going to be an S. They're going to be S names. And we'll just have to see, you guys. We're just going to have to, we'll post it somewhere. If it's going to be a public thing for you, we will share it with the listeners. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. I just find that stuff fun. Don't you, Johnny?
I love it.
No, I will let you know when we decide on it.
Okay, awesome. At the end, we're going to talk a little more about your foundation. We're going to give another shout out. We're going to find it on the internet. But I want to get back to a little bit more about your Playboy experience. So when you were shooting your centerfold and it was done, you're on the shelves. Boom. Instant worldwide, by the way, everybody. I don't know if everybody knows. They send our photos worldwide. And you come out worldwide in Playboy all around the world. Okay, so you're worldwide famous celebrity playmate in a day. Boom. Your world changes. Then what happened? What was the first big job?
Oh, boy. I did a tour. I think it was a six or seven city tour. And
wow,
was just, you know,
boring.
job, you know, just working, signing, appearances, events. It was crazy.
Was there foreign travel to other countries?
There was. I did go to Rovinj, Croatia for one of them. I went there for an international sailing cup. And then I went to South America quite a bit. I went to Buenos Aires for a press event. And then I went to Lima, Peru for Bally Gaming, the Playboy slot machine, to introduce their slot machine. And also Panama and Jamaica as well.
Oh, wow. Did you know there's some playmates who were not chosen for any foreign promotion work at all? Sounds like they love
really?
You.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Not maybe one Wet and Wild in Vegas. I'm not kidding. And, I mean, I was traveling the world, too, like you. They choose. And if you do a good job on the first one, you're like, boom, boom, boom. You're working. You're traveling. You know, you're in. You screw up the first time. Yeah. So you must have done really well with
something
inside. But when you were inside the company, because there is the studio and there's those people, and then there's also the offices, the enterprises, where you would go as a playmate quite often, stop by to sign autographs. A lot of times for the soldiers, that's what we did in 92. And you're there at the offices. Where were the offices in 1999? Because they changed a lot. All of a sudden, there's a new Playboy office, and they were gorgeous.
Yeah, the studio. The studio was in Santa Monica, and then the Playboy offices were in Beverly Hills.
Oh, I love those Beverly Hills offices.
Yeah.
So you
I got
did
to
not
Chicago
see the
office too. That was pretty cool.
Yes, Chicago. And what did you shoot there when you were in Chicago?
I shot the 1997 Playboy cover. That's where I shot that one.
That's what I was thinking. Was that with Richard Fegley? Okay. How was that working with him?
Yes, that was with Richard. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's really cool.
He was fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, I was just saying, you got the full Playboy experience. You did foreign events, you did covers, you did all, pretty much you were included in everything. I mean, some of them never even did meet Richard Fegley in Chicago. I mean, I was able to go over there and shoot there. And I was just wondering if there was any regrets at all about Playboy, because of Playboy, anything that has happened, any decisions you would have made differently at all. Do you have any regrets?
No. You know, I did at one point, but now I realize that everything happens for a reason. Like, I definitely don't regret it because it's made it who I am today and led me to meeting my husband and, you know, having a family and ending up with the right person. You know, I think at one point I was like, oh, you know, maybe that wasn't, you know, a good idea. But
why?
No,
why at one point?
There was one time where I was dating a guy and the mom had an issue with it. But looking
really?
Back now, I'm so glad because, you know, the guy, he was not for me. You know,
no, and then you wouldn't have had your wonderful husband.
Exactly. So I look back.
So it's
kind of
like Playboy. Sorry to interrupt so much, but I'm so excited for you because you know what? Everything does happen for a reason. You know what? That mother not approving and judging and being judgmental to you, who is a fantastic woman, by the way, fantastic heart, soul, inside and out. How dare, you know? But guess what? She just saved your life because you didn't marry her son. You found the love of your life, the right man. So actually, in reality, in the big picture scheme of things, Playboy actually saved your future. And you know what I mean? Who knows what would have happened? Now you have Sophia, you have this wonderful husband, and you're about to have twins. So this is amazing. So you don't have regrets. And I'm glad I asked you that.
I'm actually so grateful. grateful for, you know, that. Because my husband is my soulmate and he's amazing. And it's just everything worked out exactly how it should.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I'm very happy. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, well, you know what Johnny always likes to ask? He asks something every time. Go ahead, Johnny. It's about the Playboy
What's
Mansion.
What's your funniest experience in the Playboy Mansion?
The most fun experience?
Funny.
Is that what you said? Sorry. Funny?
When did you laugh your head off?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I mean, there's a lot. I think that...
How about let's narrow it down to sexy funny?
Sexy funny. I think one of the funny, and it happens so many times, is what people say, like when people come there for tours and everything, and what people presume the mansion to be like. They think that there's a bunch of women running around naked all the time. And then the stories that the guests would tell me that they imagined in their head was so ridiculous and funny. I just didn't even crush their dream or whatever they thought. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's
because
I never asked anybody. What did they tell us? I never even thought about it. What do people have in their mind about it?
Oh gosh, they
do
just
you
think
want
that like.
You want to know what I've heard?
Yeah, we want yours. You've never been there, right, Johnny? Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying this is happening, okay? I'm not saying this is happening, but I've heard people say that Hugh Hefner has sex with like 6 or 7 women at once. That's what I've heard. And that they gang up on a bed or something. That's what I've heard.
It's called an orgy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have never seen that. That's so funny.
I would say, I know, and you know what? Maybe there's a chance for that in the 70s, maybe. I don't know, but I wasn't around in the 70s, so.
Right. No, we're working. We're shooting. It's professional. And you know what? When I went to Japan, there were three playmates up there, BJ Turner. Oh, rest her soul. I was so sorry to hear her pass. Oh, my gosh. What was that, Johnny?
And I think that I think I heard somewhere what I loved was, when I heard about the guest houses, I kept misquoting them and thinking that they were something else. So I'm really glad that you have guest houses, right, in the mansion?
Yeah.
It's like a little cottage.
I thought they were palaces, and I kept misquoting the people. But I know that they're not palaces now. But like when I told Shauna Sand this, Shauna Sand says, Johnny, if you ever figure out how they have palaces on the Playboy Mansion, I really would tell me I'd like to know. I want one of those palaces.
Yeah. Johnny is so funny. He thought that each playmate was given their own palace when they stayed at the mansion. And that's kind of funny. But a cute. Do you know about the little cottage, Stacy, the story behind it?
No, actually I don't.
Okay. Well, Barbie Benton, who was, he loved Barbie Benton, his girlfriend, when she found that house, she went on real estate and she found that mansion and
yeah,
he fell in love with it. Okay. Then her little dream, she had a little dream, and he made that happen. She goes, I always wanted my own little cottage, Hef. So right there on the grounds, I mean, it's not very far away. I mean, it's still right there at the mansion. He built her her own little cottage, and that was for her. Is that so sweet?
Oh, my God, that I did not know. So that's where the guest house came from.
Yep, that's what it was.
Wow.
And I experienced my very first earthquake there while I was shooting in the middle of the night by myself, woke up, and the whole cottage was like moving from side to side.
Oh, God.
That was
scary.
1992. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Wow. I have asked a lot of, most all of my questions, but I have this one question about Playmate Friends. I see your year. And are you close? Did you become really close with a certain playmate? Are you still really close with them? Or do you have a best friend playmate?
Yes. I have a few of them, actually, that I'm really close with. Allison Waite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what year she was. I think she was mid-2000s. Jamie Edmondson. Lauren Anderson.
Right.
Do you know Petra Verkalik? Petra Verkalik?
No.
Oh, that's from my era. She's from the 1990s. So we're talking about, so is Stacy, but we're talking about, she was before me. Petra Verkalik. Everybody's asking, where is she? Okay, we'll find her, Johnny. Okay, she is a friend, more of a friend to me than a friendly acquaintance. But she's like 1989 or something. I mean, Stacy's going to know people like who she's listing off here. We want to know her friends, okay? Allison Waite, Lauren Anderson, and who else?
Pilar Lastra.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Let's see, who else? Penelope. Menace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I haven't talked to her in a while, but I know there's somebody else I'm forgetting. But those are like my close, playmate sisters that I'm still really close with.
Right. I don't know Allison Waite very well, but I have come across these others and they're wonderful. They're just wonderful. I always ask. It's great when we can make a really close lifelong friend through this. I have a few really close friends that I stay close with. But what about your baby shower? I mean, shouldn't this be about right now having a baby shower, but it's coronavirus? What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, they had a baby shower planned for me, and we had to cancel it because it was just too risky, you know. So I was so bummed. It was supposed to be earlier this month.
Yeah. You know what? It doesn't always work out the way you planned. I mean, here, I'm having my baby shower. You're supposed to have it the month before you have your baby, usually. And here I have my baby. She's in the hospital with tubes everywhere in an incubator, and I'm at my baby shower. I put up this collage of photos of her. And, you know, when babies are premature, they aren't that beautiful, okay? But in your mother's mind, you think that your baby is the most beautiful baby on the planet. So I had all of these pictures for when the girls entered the party, of her in the incubator with the tubes. And, I mean, to them it was probably like, oh, that's shocking. To me it was just like, isn't she beautiful? It's so weird, the motherly instinct. It really is.
Yeah.
How did you meet your wonderful husband? You talk about him so highly.
We met actually through my coworker. He introduced us. He just thought we would be a good match, and I was like, no more blind dates. Like I'm good. And he's like, well, I'll go to lunch too, and you know it'll be fun, and blah blah blah. So I agreed to go, and we hit it off, and he proposed to me 5 months later.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. He really loved you. And so you fell right in love?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think when you're older and you meet somebody, it's just like you know what you want, and you know what's out there, and like, you know, I think that meeting him like was the right time for me and right time for him, and you know we had such a deep connection, and you know I knew deep down that he was my soulmate, and that he finally arrived.
Oh, that's so wonderful! And because I'd rather be alone than not be with the right person. I just would.
Exactly.
I'm not codependent. I don't need a man. If it's not the right person, no. I want to be alone. I don't have time to waste even on a bad date.
Yep, I agree. Well, that's why I stayed single. Like, people are like, oh, you're not getting married. I'm like, well, I shouldn't marry just anybody. I'm not gonna just, you know, marry someone. Like, if it's not the right person, like, I'd rather be single. I was the same way.
Yes. Okay, you said that you're not a partier, but when you were in Peru, I just saw a documentary about this, and I knew nothing about this, and it's called Anahuasca, where if you take this, it's a natural extract from a plant over in Peru, and then they call it a medicine, but it's really like a euphoric drug high, and then you go through all these stages of, like, you throw up, you cry, and then all of a sudden you have these amazing, like, opening up inside your brain, and you see things in a completely different way. Did you know about this when you were in Peru? Did you ever contemplate doing something like this?
I didn't know about it when I was in Peru, but my friend Laura actually tried it when she was in Peru. I would be too scared to try it just because I don't know. I just feel like I'm allergic to everything. And it just wouldn't be for me. So
I'm afraid of drugs too.
Yeah, me too. I'm just like, I'd be the one if I tried drugs one time, I would like, you know, die or something. And I just don't have any.
Because it happens.
Being out of control.
You
yeah.
just don't. Okay, so when you were in Peru, was this another playmate you were with, or just a different time you're talking about that she did it?
Oh, yeah, she went a few years ago, or like, I don't know, 5 years ago or something like that. Yeah, I went to Peru by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, my dad.
Interesting.
To Peru.
Oh, well, that's good, because that's so far. When you're so far away, I went for Playboy to Santiago, Chile, and I mean, that probably was the furthest away, and I was the only playmate, and it was like a 9-day thing. It was, you get homesick. I mean, you're young. And it was that was the one time where I was like, you know, I'm really far from home. And it was like you call up for your breakfast and all they have is a turkey sandwich and, you know, you're like, Mom, where's my mommy? You know, I don't know. I just went through that one time.
One time. Yeah, it's definitely scary going down there. I've never been there to go alone.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun experiences. Did your husband, I don't know when you met him and got married, but was he able to go up to the mansion during a party, or was Hef already passed away then when you got together?
Yeah, my husband actually made it to the very last party, that I've ever had.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And did he really enjoy that?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, I was like, so, honey, did you think this is what it was going to be like? He's not really a partier now, so he was just kind of like, oh, this is awesome, you know.
Just to be able to say that you've seen it is a cool thing. Wow, it sounds like you have a lot of experiences that are, you know, extraordinary. Are you thinking of ever writing a book someday?
You know what? I've actually thought about that. Yeah, I've thought about that. Definitely possible. Definitely possible.
I think that,
you know,
be successful.
It's, you know, I'm like, oh, do I really want to write about the you know, the celebrities that were, you know, douchebags and that all that? I wouldn't want to write unless I told the truth, you know?
Right. Well, that would just be one chapter because there's so much to your life with the foundation and the children, and I would find it to be successful and a good read. But just my advice, because you're young, you're so young still, write it down when you think of it. Just write whatever and put the date on it. Just write the note down, jot it down, because you can refer back to that when you're ready to write your book.
Oh,
because
that's a good idea, Barbara. Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for that tip.
Yep.
I should do that because if I do decide to do that, I mean, there's a lot of memories I'm going to have to go back and think about.
So many. So thank you for coming on today. And I wanted to just end the show by telling everybody where to find you again. StacyFusenFoundation.org, correct?
Yeah, StacyFusenFoundation.org. Yeah, and then I'm on Instagram and Twitter. My Facebook actually got hacked, so that was annoying.
Let me say something else. Ari had just reached out to while we were speaking to Angelina Malini, and she wrote me back wanting to know what the subject would be, so I've been trying to interact with her and sending the information about getting on the show.
Good.
So, we also have a Roku channel. Stacey, do you have Roku?
A what? I'm sorry?
Roku.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it? Roku. Do you have Roku, the platform of streaming for your television? We do have a new TV channel, like Laughter Happiness, on Roku. That's what he wants to know, if you have it.
Oh, you know what? I will have to look. I don't actually think we do, but I think, you know what? I'll look, but these TVs are awfully old, so
also,
I don't know.
we have a channel, and we're also having another channel that I'm building for Barbara. That's this particular one is going to go on all the ones for the series. They're going to go on. And, you know, it's going to be up in about a week or so. And I mean, I guess, Barbara, you decided on a name. Do you want to go ahead and say the name on the show, or do you want to wait?
Yes. Well, I've been using the name a lot. The Miss December Diaries. Is that good?
Yeah.
Because it was Miss December. I love it.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, so that's what it's called, and also this series that we're doing with the Playmates. I think you are Playmate 21 that we have interviewed now, including myself. I get bits and pieces of being interviewed here and there, right, Johnny? So right. Anyway, that is growing, and so it became a thing.
Awesome.
It was just an idea. I was just gonna for Life Laughter Happiness. It's a variety show, so we have all types of people on, and we want to let you know on Fridays, every single Friday at this same time, 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, we have a wonderful psychic that comes on, and we give free readings to our callers and many playmates that we interview. We tell about that, and they are always calling on Fridays, aren't they, Johnny? And
they
get their free psychic reading.
I don't think Dale realizes just how many playmates she's read for. I mean, it's a very long list. I mean, it's like Chrissy. You know, it's funny because I've begun to associate certain things to certain playmates. Like, for example, Christine Richters. I don't know if you know who that is.
Sounds really
familiar.
She's
got the best voice. She has the best voice. Christine Richters and Barbara, they have the best voice. It's like, you know, they have this velvety voice. And then there's the... And then, you know, like, if I see the name like Carrie Lynn Doss, I think Farrah Fawcett, you know. And I think L.G. Denson, I think he is.
Johnny, is he not the luckiest guy in the world? Okay. He likes Playboy Playmates, you know. I mean, doesn't most every, you know, male, you know, red-blooded male, whatever they call it, hot-blooded male, they like Playmates. They love them. Okay, so he would have playmates on as guests. On the second or third time I was a guest, they used to do chakra healing. So I got all into that because I had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then they asked me to be a co-host. And here I am, 18 months later. The first year we did the show 7 days a week, literally 7 days a week. And now it's 3 to 4 days a week. Yeah, it's... We had another
co-host. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
You guys make a great pair for this show.
Well, thank you. It's like he's a good sounding board for me and vice versa. And I love Johnny. And you know what? Also, he does have a slight disability. And so you were somebody that he really wanted to interview because of that, for what you do. He has cerebral palsy.
The first person that I ever interviewed on this show was a lady named Jacqueline Patterson. You may not know who that is, but what happened is, people, I think, misunderstand this about cerebral palsy, and maybe you understand this, maybe you don't, but when a person has cerebral palsy, there's different kinds, and usually we don't tell people the kind of cerebral palsy that we have. So what happens is that when people hear that we have cerebral palsy, they make these immediate assumptions. One is that I'm in a wheelchair, and another one is that I'm not going to live past 50 or something. Those are common misconceptions. And I'm not saying that it's just that what happens is that what they'll do is they'll hear that I have cerebral palsy, but then they'll get it confused with another disability, another ailment. And then they'll, you know. But what happened was that we had a lady on, and this was the very first show I ever did on the show, the very first lady I ever had on, and her name was Jacqueline Patterson. She's a marijuana rights activist, because what happened was that whenever she would talk, she would have a stutter, and the stutter was physically painful in addition to being humiliating. So what would happen is anytime that she would smoke weed, her voice would be normal. And they showed this in a video, that her voice would get completely normal.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like, you know, 1 minute she would be going, she would go, all the time. She'd go, I am, Jacqueline, Patterson, and then, you know, it's like, and then as soon as she went puff, 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 completely normal, could talk like a regular person.
Well, why didn't you have her take a coke during your interview? I mean, why didn't you say, take a coke of your marijuana medicinal because, you know, relax.
The reason I didn't was because when they showed the video of her doing it, she was breaking the law. She has gone to jail for. So we didn't know. I don't know if that would break the law. Secondly, the first interview, I made sure it was only 30 minutes long because I told her that I didn't want her wearing herself out, you know, and plus, being it was the first interview that I did for the show, you could only do for 30 minutes anyway. So, you know, it's not like she was wearing herself out, but, you know, we actually became very good friends, and she is just you know, was an amazingly sweet lady. You know, she had kids, you know, and I've been trying to get a hold of her to get her back on the show because a lot has happened in 13 years.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow. He's been doing the show for 13 years. I said, let's get her back and let's let her do something that is now not illegal. And thank goodness for people like that, that it's not illegal. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
What about you, Stacey?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. And I mean, that's the thing, you know, with marijuana, it helps a lot of people with disabilities. So I'm just glad that, you know, the laws are passing in many states.
What I think
me too,
kind of
especially
funny.
Our Washington.
Yeah.
You can just walk down the road with a joint in front of a policeman and you'll be okay.
It's not only that, the funny thing is that we always, one of the things that I really think people should stop doing is they should stop going up to senators and governors and saying, have you ever smoked marijuana? Because the only thing that really does is invites open some holier than thou speech. What they need to do is they need to say this. And this is the honest answer. This is my honest answer. They ask him, what would you do if you saw a family member smoke marijuana and the only thing that would send him to jail is if you called the police on him, would you call the police on him? Now, my honest answer is that I would not call the police on him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would not call the police on him because that's what I would do. That's my honest answer. I mean, now I'm talking about people over the age of 18, of course. I mean, you know, because obviously, you know, but I'm just saying, I think that most people, most senators and most congressmen, and it's weird, the reason I wonder about the answer to that question is that they talked to one governor, one senator or something, he said, you know, I'm against marijuana, all my friends that smoke weed, their lives get screwed up. But wait a minute, they smoked weed in front of you and you didn't do anything?
Yeah.
That was my question. You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you're so sure, if you're so for it being against the law, how come you didn't call the cops? I mean, you know, it's
all right.
And I think that was my, but I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent here.
It's okay. Well, it's okay, Johnny. It's interesting.
Yeah,
though. Okay. It's been an hour, and I do have one more question, though. If you have one more minute before I do your shout out of your foundation and where to find you. If you have like two more minutes just to answer a question, because it's important.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. Because I mean, you're pregnant, you're tired. You know, your energy is limited. I know that. Okay.
I'm
so
sure my daughter's going to barge in here, you know, mama, put me to bed.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I have my 13-year-old, and she will not be coming out because she's playing her game in her room, which they will love. They love doing that as teenagers. Okay, so your mom, you grew up with a mom with a disability. She had polio when she was 4 that gave her a disability, which I'm sure that taught you a lot growing up with her in many different ways. But my question is, how are you feeling about vaccines? Because if they would have had a vaccine for polio, like we all got, and your mom could have gotten it, would you, did you think about the vaccine that is coming now that people are so afraid of? I mean, back then when they had the polio vaccine, nobody was saying, oh, I don't want to take that. I mean, I don't know, maybe they were.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you feel about the new vaccine that's coming?
So, you know, of course it's early, you know, to be giving it to people. But the thing is that the side effects, like people are coming, oh, there's side effects. It's like, well, there's side effects with the flu shot as well. And for the people that are high risk, like immune compromised, you know, anybody with, you know, cancer, heart disease, any kind of underlying health issues, and the elderly, like if I was any one of those people, I would 1,000% get it. And, you know, I probably will eventually get it. You know, obviously we're going to be at the end if you're healthy. So, but, you know, it's the people that are dying from it that need to get this vaccine. And I'm all for it. I think that the side effects are minimal you know, and it's saving people's lives. I think they did their best with the trials, and, you know, there's multiple pharmaceutical companies that are providing it. And I think that if it was something, you know, obviously short-term we would know them, but long-term, we you know, we don't, you know. But we also do know that people that have had COVID are showing long-term side effects, like with their lungs and stuff, like, and having issues with their lungs.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah,
that was really worse than being sick. They are saying that the side effects from having it are worse than being sick, and these were healthy, young, like 30-year-olds.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm all for it. Yeah. I don't think that. I mean, if you're someone that's against it, that's your choice. But everyone has to make their own individual decision about it.
But my thing is I'm wondering, like, way back when they would come out with a vaccine, was everybody then in an uproar about, well, I'm not going to take the polio vaccine. I don't, you know any. I mean, but we just did what they said. Now we're not doing
what.
A lot of people are like, no, I'm not going to. But what was it like back then? I want to know. I ask your mom and let me know later, okay?
I will, yeah.
Because she wouldn't have had
a disability her whole life. I mean, she had to be in, you know, braces from her neck to her feet for many years, and got fun of and made fun of in school. And, you know, it was really hard for her, and she still struggles. She only has a quarter of a muscle in her right leg and has a lot of arthritis, and, you know, all because the vaccine wasn't out yet. So,
but this taught you so much patience, and I bet you just learned how to deal with all types of people. Just having a mom like that, extra things you had to do and help, but out of love. And wow, it really turned you into such a wonderful young woman, I must say.
Oh, thanks, Barbara. That's very sweet of you to say. Thank you.
And I understand why this Sam, who had the other foundation that you help with as well, One Step Closer, I understand why he would choose you. Like, you're so perfect for it, not just because you are a celebrity model, Playboy playmate that can, you know, add to raising awareness, but just your upbringing. So you are so perfect for helping with foundations. And now that you have your own foundation, the Stacy Fuson Foundation.org, everybody, write that down. Go there. See how you can help. See when the next event is. Also, you still take part in your friends One Step Closer, correct? His events?
Yes, I'm still on the board for the One Step Closer. Yep.
Okay. So watch out for those events, too, how we can help with them. I mean, they sound fun. Poker events, they sound like a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes, they are a ton of fun. Yeah, we'd love to have you guys at the next one.
Oh, really? Thank you. Wow, that'll be fun, Johnny.
Yeah,
I haven't even met Johnny.
You know when it is.
I've never even met Johnny. We work together every day. He's in Florida. I'm in California. And we've never even met each other.
Oh, how funny. Oh, my gosh.
So maybe
what
we
part
could
of
do an event. Yeah, Johnny.
We're going to do a photo shoot.
Johnny. What kind of Florida are you in, Johnny?
What?
What part of Florida are you in?
Destin, Florida.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to come out to where Barbie is, and I'm going to do a photo shoot together so that we can
awesome.
Have something to advertise and put on for Barbie's channel and my channel.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Awesome.
Well, we've got a lot of great stuff. You do coming up, obviously, and so do we. And we thank you for your time and connecting on our podcast today with us and telling us your Playboy story and what's happening in your life. And we wish you a successful birthing process next month.
Thank you.
With your twins. Yes. And it was just wonderful hearing about how happy you are today, because it's been years since I've seen you, and it was wonderful. So, everybody, go stop by Stacy Fuson's Instagram. Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous. And her Twitter, and her foundation, StacyCusonFoundation.org. Or is it the StacyCusonFoundation.org?
It's StacyCusonFoundation.org. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we got it covered. And this show and all of our other shows will be on YouTube for you to enjoy anytime. So go check it out on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, and also follow us on Instagram, Twitter. And will you please follow Life, Laughter, Happiness as well, Stacy?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I'll find you guys on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
And then where are you at?
Okay, we are on Facebook. We have a wonderful Facebook group page where I post and our shows.
Right now, because my Facebook got hacked, so I can't do Facebook. But I'll find you guys on the other one.
Okay, so the Facebook, does this mean that don't send anybody there right now until you get it fixed? Or did you lose all your photos? Or what happened?
They hacked the whole thing, so I can't even, like it's gone.
Wow.
I'm dealing, you know, with Facebook right now, trying to get it back, and they're helping me.
Okay, so everybody, make sure that there's a thing where I think you can download all of your images or everything, and do that just in case this happens, because I know another playmate, oh my gosh, Karina Harney, that happened to her Instagram. And, you know, on Instagram, you cannot recreate every moment on Instagram that you post. I mean, she was devastated. Everything was lost.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Well, thank you.
Be careful, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. And, thank you so much. Miss February 1999, by the way. That's it. Miss February 1999, Stacy Fusen.
Yes.
We thank you very much for your time, and your beautiful promo will be coming to you soon so you can share with your friends and family in the world.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, listeners, and thank you, Stacy.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Sorry, I didn't know if you wanted me to chime in or not.
Oh.
You want me to
You can chime in anytime you want. But I think we covered it. Is there anything else you would like? Oh, I didn't add this. Are you on eBay? How can somebody get a headshot or a photo of you?
I mean, I think they're selling them on eBay, but I'm not on there. No.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So I think that we covered it, unless there's anything else that you would like to add.
No, I think that's it.
Wow. Well, this has been a lot of fun tonight. Thank you so much, Stacy.
Okay.
And thanks, Johnny.
Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Good night, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Good night, Stacy P. Sun. Good night, Barbara.
Thanks, Johnny.